This is the playbook.
So what do we do when we get to a point where our identity is taken away from us? And that's the question. So what do? We take inventory first of our skills that we have. And yes, you're going to find people afterwards, but take inventory of, okay, here's what I've learned as a military person or an athlete. Number one, I have a great skill called discipline. And it's lacking today in the business world. The consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential as a golfer, I can now apply. So I go and take inventory of these skills. When I lost everything, it was like, all right, what skill do I have? Amazing sales skills. They can't take that away from me, right? And then when I get the skills, now knowledge, do an inventory search of knowledge. Now, not just what I've learned. I went to law school, business school, college. I know exercise science. I know sponsorship. I know all this stuff that I know. I kind of just list it out on a piece of paper. Then I said, who do I know? Who do I know, which is what you're here for, who do I know that sits in that situation that I want to be in? So I want to be a great father. So I'm going to find someone that I would like to emulate as a father. I want to be a great husband. I want to emulate that. And I start there, or I want to be like Doug, right? Doug's, believe it or not, older than I am. And look at that body, right? Mm-hmm. I look at him. Why do I work out? Because I want to be that way, healthy like that when I'm 60 some. Mm-hmm. Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to tell you how old you are. But think about it, right? Like, I always laugh all the time. Like, some dudes at the 24-hour fitness working out this other guy, paying him, you know, $100 an hour. And I'm like, why would you pick that guy? I don't want to be that guy. That guy's 27 years old. When I was 27, he should be paying me. I look so much better than he does. I was more healthy than he was. So find the knowledge and inventory. Then think about your desires. Golf. Sports is my general desire. I love football particularly. So then what do? We go ahead and align our skills, our knowledge, and our desire with what's doing well today. Don't buy this bullshit about economic winner. Don't buy the bullshit about economic winner. All economic winner means is that there's people that are going, that have over-leveraged themselves, haven't kept an equitable balance in their life, that are going to get killed. Like I did, because I didn't have balance. I invested in one thing that could put, you know, my timing and risk tolerance to lose everything. There's no such thing. Every time there's an economic winner, there's an economic summer for somebody else. So what I look for is what's doing well today, jobs, careers, and industries. Those are the three things I look for. What jobs are doing well, because they do vary. Sometimes an industry is doing really shitty, but the sales reps, for example, are doing really well.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You might see that in solar, for example. Yeah. Sales reps can make 7 figures, a kid right out of high school, but the industry, because of the way it is getting killed. Mm. So jobs, careers, which is different than an industry, right? There's a career of being a lawyer, for example. So that's not my career. I have a law degree, that's one of my skills, but I apply it, why? To save money with lawyers. So skills, knowledge, desires applied to what's doing well, what's stable, because when we're looking at something, we want a balance between, hey, I got, part of what I do is what's doing well today, but part's never gonna change.
Sorry.
In case it changes over here, and then what I think is gonna do well in the future. And when you start looking at that, and where do we find that? The stock market. That's the best place. It's the fastest, easiest pace. Google the top performing stocks over the last 12 months, and look at the jobs, careers, and industry. Look for the common thread. Then stable's even easier to find. What stock hasn't moved in the last 3 years? I promise you, if a stock hasn't moved in the last 3 years, that's a pretty damn stable company with everything that's been going on. Then what's doing well? I mean, what you think is gonna do well goes off of your own experience. You think esports, you think crypto, but you're not gonna put your whole life into what you think is gonna be doing well unless that's your timing and risk tolerance. So now what do? Now that we do that assessment, right, you know your identity because your identity is now not a golfer. Mm-hmm. Your identity is your skills, your knowledge, and your desire. That's your essence, that's your identity.
Yeah.
And now you're applying your why You're applying your essence to those industries. Then you do, you're more interested than interesting. You do your due diligence and say, okay, this is the industry, career, job. Who do you know, or do you know anyone that can help me? And so you start in person, on the phone, via email, social media, and traditional media, asking people, what do you do today? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? Would it help you if I did this? And do you know anyone that can help me? And because we have that reach of thousands of people, more people call us back. We can talk about that. And you got way opportunities, options, and touches of favor. But instead of feeling overwhelmed now, which you feel, now you have clarity on, I've done the work. This is what's doing well. This is what's stable. Now I'm looking. Now it's easy to prioritize because I know what's important to me. I know what my essence is. I know the alignment and my timing and risk tolerance in order to effectuate a statistical success in my life, which applies not just to profession, but also to person, because part of your identity's changed in 4 months ago. And you don't even know how much your identity's changed.
Well, and just to add some context too, is like, not only was my son born, but also my son was born like basically at what could potentially be like the end of my golf career too. So it was like they both happened at the same time basically, because...
So remember, what you pay attention to and what you give intention to, what you do, say, think, believe, and feel equals coincidence. So when you raise your awareness and say, oh shit, this is a coincidence. My career ended right when my baby was born. Because what you're paying attention to and what you're giving intention to creates these coinciding of the universe with what you want. So you may not even know quantumly what you did, but you knew your career, like so many golfers, you knew your career was over. You were holding on to your identity because you were a golfer. You were not your skills, your knowledge, and desire. And so the universe says, oh, let me push you a little bit harder. Here's a baby. Now do you really want to play golf? Because that's probably one of the only things you might have hung on for 5 more years if you didn't have a baby.
Yeah, that's true.
And you've learned everything you need to know from that. One more thing, a lesson that I've learned, and I love this one. Maybe you've heard me say it before. Don't listen to yourself. Talk to yourself. Right, because remember, your brain is interpreting thoughts. Thoughts come from the universe. So many times, what we hear from ourselves is not going to get us to where we want to do. We have to turn the direction of thought to, this is what I want, not, hey, you can't do this, you're a golfer. Well, because that's all your mind knows. I don't know how many hours you've spent golfing, but that's, so your mind is telling you, and if you listen to it, no, you're a golfer, you're not whatever it is. Jerry Maguire had a significant place in my life, not just because I ran Lee Steinberg, because it taught me that sports is a backdrop to my life, and that's where I can satisfy that love for it. Sports is a backdrop to my life. Jerry Maguire is known as one of the greatest sports films of all time. It's not a sports film. It's a love story. That's why it was so popular, because your wives, girlfriends, everybody, it allowed the guys to go to it because it was about a sports agent and they wanted to be sports agent, and the women wanted to go to it because Tom Cruise was in a love affair with Renee Zellweger. And it was incredible writing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one of the greatest love stories ever, successful at the box office, but it's at the backdrop of sports. That's how I live my life, right? I'm changing the world in the backdrop of sports, at the Masters, Kentucky Derby, Breeders' Cup, ESPYs, Emmys, Oscars, Grammys, Super Bowl. I'm doing it next week at the Super Bowl. I'm not doing anything in sports. In fact, I get caught up because some people think my identity is sports. And so they'll ask me something about, you know, some player left tackle injured, and I'm screwed because it's just a backdrop to me. I'm not spending all day like Mike Tannenbaum analyzing who should be drafted. Golf is a backdrop, but I agree. Change your identity and then you'll find something to still fulfill. Like, for example, if you work for Rob, one of the greatest things in that profession you'll find is great golfers make the most money in Rob's profession. Why? Because rich dudes love to play golf with great golfers. And they love to gamble with you. And so when you're selling IULs and whatever, you know, the big high net wealth guys, that's where you make the most money.